Governor Patrick is now reviewing the giant transportation reform bill Martha referred to. The House and Senate yesterday approved the plan, which creates a giant new state agency to oversee roads and public transportation. It also trims union jobs and benefits and eliminates the Mass Turnpike Authority. The bill also leaves a lot of questions unanswered, as WBUR's Meghna Chakrabarty reports.
Lawmakers claim streamlining the state's various transportation bureaucracies could save the Commonwealth $6.5 billion over the next 20 years. So you're unlikely to feel any direct impact soon. But unions, specifically at the Massachusetts Turnpike Authority and the MBTA, say they're being hit by the blunt end of the reform measures now. Should the bill become law, MBTA employees would lose lucrative health care perks and be forced into the state group insurance plan as of January 1st. Karen Christie, head of the Steelworkers Local 5696, says it's worse for her members.
The fact that the Mass Pike unions are the only unions that will lose their job, lose their rights, lose their bargaining agreements and units, which is stunning. So they basically bust our union, totally.
The bill passed the House 130-25, and in the Senate by 27-11. That vote was closer than expected, but Transportation Committee co-chair Senator Stephen Badur calls it a veto-proof majority. He also takes pains to reassure union leaders that their concerns have been heard.
We really tried to do this in a way that was respectful to the collective bargaining agreement and to the union process. But at the end of the day, it's a difficult, complicated bill. It's going to require some difficult choices and difficult decisions.
The 175-page bill is considered the most significant transportation overhaul attempted in a generation.
The Mass Pike dinosaur is dead.
Representative David Linsky says he's thrilled the Turnpike Authority and the Highway Department would be replaced by the new Massachusetts Department of Transportation, or MassDOT. The Natick rep also celebrates the bill's toll equity provision. It requires that toll revenues be spent in the district where they're collected. The bill also gives MassDOT the power to toll roads in downtown Boston. And while the Turnpike Authority could soon be gone, its $2 billion of big dig debt will not be forgotten. MassDOT inherits it. Senate President Therese Murray calls that another source of savings for the state.
It goes a long way to changing the way the debt is structured for the future and kind of shares the wealth and shares the debt from the entire Commonwealth. But I'll let Senator Badur speak to any particular questions you have.
Questions such as how transferring the Pike's debt could reduce it.
It doesn't just move it to the authority. It gives this new authority opportunities to refinance. So there's savings there, and we'll continue to monitor that as we go forward.
Potential savings.
The potential savings, correct.
Financial analysts say it's possible for MassDOT to restructure the debt, but they say the state is unlikely to realize any savings without proving it has new long-term revenue sources to pay off the bonds. One source could come from a budget measure that boosts the state's sales tax. $275 million in new receipts would go to transportation. Lawmakers expect to vote on the budget later today. Meanwhile, the transportation reform bill now goes to Governor Deval Patrick, who offers only the most cautious of comments.
I applaud the legislature for taking a very important step forward in transportation reform. The bill on first review contains a lot of the efficiencies and the changes that we were looking for.
But Patrick adds that he and his staff continue to analyze and reanalyze the bill. A smart move, says Stephen Silvera. The former chairman of the Transportation Finance Commission says, in principle, the bill is similar to the reform recommendations his panel issued 2 years ago.
This is still all going to come down to the execution of it. So I guess to use a sports analogy, it's like we won the season and we get into the playoffs. Now we'll see how we do.
For now, Silvera says the legislature has achieved transportation reform on paper. But in practice, it could be a whole different ballgame. For WBUR, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.